It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's election season. Many political speeches cover similar ground. So this morning we talk about a popular subject of debate, immigration.
I went and fought to protect these people in this country and the ones that came here legally, not the ones that's sneaking in here and doing whatever they want to do.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The midterm elections are just around the corner. Republicans from Texas to Appalachia are campaigning on a common theme this week: closing the border, building the wall, and stopping that migrant caravan from Honduras. Fear of illegal immigration is a key message, and it's the topic for this installment of Red State, Blue State, our weekly chat between Trump country and the blue bubble. We start with Vice President Mike Pence, who was on point this week in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Turn that caravan around, or American financial aid to Central America is over.
I'm Cherry Glazer at KCRW in Santa Monica, California.
And from West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Trey Kay, host of the Us and Them podcast. And Cherry, I was talking to voters at that Mike Pence rally last week.
I bet you were. They sounded fired up. I mean, you could hear that room explode when he talked about the migrant caravan.
Right. And immigration certainly was on their minds.
But Trey, I got to ask you, West Virginia is about 2,000 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Why is this issue motivating voters in your neck of the woods?
Well, for some people, I think it's the fear of the unknown. Joyce Jennings, a woman from Preston County, she put it this way.
In my little town, we know everybody in West Virginia. We know everybody. These people come in here, you don't know them. You don't know what they're capable of doing or what they are going to do. It's just hard.
And as soon as those words were out of Joyce's mouth, I think she knew how that sounded. But I also talked to Chris Updegraff. He's a former Californian, and he moved to West Virginia about 20 years ago. And he said that illegal immigration affects him here in West Virginia as much as it did on the West Coast.
It affects jobs everywhere. And when it's done without a control system in place, then it affects a lot of different industries. It affects health care. It drains on the system.
It sounds like those folks in Preston County, you know, Chris and Joyce, that they don't see an economic upside of immigrants, because a lot of people are going to tell you there is an upside.
A lot of people that I spoke with, even here, far from the border, see immigrants as a drain on resources and that they take jobs away.
Here in L.A., by some accounts, one out of every 10 residents is an undocumented immigrant, so they're a big part of the economy. I talked about all this to a woman named Linda Lopez.
Immigrants, regardless of their status, are contributors to the local economy. They are entrepreneurs. They pay into the tax system. If you look at a place like L.A., 40% of the people that live here are foreign-born. And 66% of the people that reside in our city are either immigrants themselves or the children of immigrants.
Linda is head of the city's Office of Immigrant Affairs. And yes, Trey, before you ask, L.A. has one of those. And she says immigrants, both legal and undocumented, play a very active role in the community.
What we know from California is that undocumented immigrants contribute about $3 billion in state and local taxes. A place like L.A., in 2014, about $17 billion in federal taxes are contributed by immigrants, and about $7 billion into the city. So they are, you know, contributing to the local economy.
That's a huge difference between here and there. West Virginia is more than 90% white, and 99% of those people are U.S. citizens. And as for foreign-born residents, more of them come from Germany than from Mexico.
Wow.
So I think that's got to play a big part in all this.
Now, I need to point out, as diverse as Los Angeles is, some people here do worry about immigration being a drain on the system. We talked with one of them. His name is Darren Hardiman. He's a Lyft driver from Compton, and he worries about his Social Security benefits.
I think we need to do more for the American people. American people need to help more than everybody else coming over, reaping all our benefits, especially after paying into the system for so many years. I worked almost 25 years, and Social Security turned me down, and it took me a year and a half to receive my benefits after going to court. I feel that if they don't use all the money to help them, we need housing, we need food supply, we need medical, and they receive all that once they get over here.
But, you know, a lot of researchers who actually crunch the numbers, they say that's not true. In fact, one study found undocumented immigrants across the country pay $12 billion a year in state and local taxes. And that doesn't even begin to include what they fork over to the feds. Plus, they don't use anywhere near that much in services, at least partly, well, because they're afraid to apply for them.
But at that rally, and when I talk to people around West Virginia, the main thing that I hear over and over again, and especially with Trump hammering this caravan thing, is crime and national security.
Even though, again, West Virginia isn't exactly close to the border, right?
Right, but it's a powerful sentiment. Here's Chris Updegraff. He's that former Californian who's now a West Virginian.
I've grown up with a large Hispanic community most of my young life and an early adult life, and they're wonderful people. But we have these MS-13 ones. They're all over the United States now. That's not isolated to just California anymore. They've worked their way up the East Coast, and that's a violent criminal organization. They can come across the border just as easy as a family looking to better their lives.
I spoke with another man, Bill Miller. Now, Bill's a Vietnam vet, and he's from rural Marion County.
I went and fought to protect these people in this country and the ones that came here legally, not the ones that's sneaking in here and doing whatever they want to do. And I personally think that it's the reason they're coming in such a hurry all of a sudden, I think it's sponsored by drug runners. And I'll not believe anything else. Why would they do it? Just to cause chaos and disrupt our country as much as they can in our government. That's just like these sanctuary cities.
So basically, Bill sees a conspiracy, and I guess that shows just how much border security is a gut issue for many people.
I think so.
But, you know, Trey, I'm glad he brought up California's sanctuary laws. It's something I talked about with Linda Lopez, you know, the woman LA's immigration czar. Here's what she wanted West Virginians to know about why a big city, just a short drive from the border, would restrict local cops from working more closely with immigration agents.
We're all safer when people feel confident in reporting those crimes in their neighborhoods and reporting them to the police. Local law enforcement should not act as federal immigration agents. Their duty and that their role is to protect and serve the residents of LA, regardless of their immigration status, and to really focus on the serious and violent criminals. We don't really want those people either in our neighborhoods, whether or not they're immigrant or not. And I think it's created results. We've cut crime by more than half in Los Angeles, and it's due in large part to the trust and that community building that we've created here in the city.
So that's the take from Los Angeles. Now, there are a dozen or so cities in Southern California that do want out of the state's sanctuary laws, but they're definitely the minority.
So when Trump says Californians are rioting over sanctuary laws?
Yeah, no riots here. Now, it seems like the fear of illegal immigration actually is probably more likely to be a big election issue for folks where you are than out here.
Yeah. I mean, after all, at the rally where Mike Pence was warning about the caravan, that was in support of a Senate candidate for West Virginia.
That's right. We are in a congressional election. Hard to remember sometimes that Trump isn't even on the ballot. Thanks a lot, Trey.
Thanks a lot, Cherry. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to Red State, Blue State, a weekly chat between Trump country in West Virginia and the blue bubble in Southern California. Do you have political questions for Californians? We'd like to hear from you. Look for Red State, Blue State online at wvpublic.org. With an inspirational sound that blends classic roots, gospel, and R&B with country and soul, The War and Treaty are a treat to experience live. Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from the band's first appearance on Mountain Stage, their soulful, gospel-influenced song, It's Not Over Yet.
Will your heart speak for no one but yourself? Have your
tears you cry with sleep. I know it's not hard. Oh, and the clouds all look like a pile of smoke from your heart. But it's not over yet. You got more to live for. It's not over yet. Happiness is at your door. Still all of your relief. Can I massage you down into belief? Oh, I'll give you back your joy if you give me your grief. I see your pain. You wear it on your sleeve. Mistake the rain for the tears you cry with sleep. I know it's dark. Was just a test to see if we could handle more. What we lost was gain, and gain was truly lost. Happiness is freedom. Freedom without cause. Oh yeah.
That was the Warren Treaty performing live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. I know you got your heart.